Come for a believers meeting.
You don't just come to have a good time. And that was it. Woo! We rejoice. Fine, you rejoice.
Yes.
But something you must never lose when you come to a believers meeting, believers convention, special meetings like this, every believers gathering, you must make sure you live within mandate. So what is our mandate?
What is the mandate?
What are we living with?
I heard that from Pastor Shego. Oh, Onoinka. Now I can definitely distinguish who the Pastor Shego is. Pastor Shego Onoinka. Hallelujah. He said you don't need a believer's meeting without a mandate. And that is why it's not good to go for a believer's meeting and not stay to the end. Neither is it good to go for a believer's meeting and come in the middle. Because you know, you don't know what you missed until you were there. Hallelujah. Are you coming? You know what? There are some things that tapes cannot give to you. And some things that watching it again cannot give to you. And some things that listening to it again will not give to you. That being there was very important. Are you hearing me?
Glory to God. There
are some things that don't understand it. So we live with a mandate. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter number 5. From verse 15. See that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise. Now what be unwise, you can say, therefore be not foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. That is, don't be drunk with wine, when which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit.
When it says in verse 16, see that you walk circumspectly. That word is to walk carefully. Don't be careless. That you walk circumspectly. That's the word for being careful. As believers, we are told to be careful. It says, redeeming the time. It says, because the days are evil. Redeeming the time. So when a believer does not redeem time, that word redeem time is the word for to take advantage of time, to use it wisely. To redeem time, like you are buying back time. Are you hearing me? If a believer does not take advantage of time, he is acting as a fool. You know, when you say acting as a fool, means he's acting like an unbeliever, acting like a mere man. Can a believer act like that? Yes. How? When he doesn't redeem time in his Christian walk. Hallelujah. It says, redeeming the time, say the days are evil. Verse 17 now says, therefore do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. So therefore, when a believer doesn't understand and walk in the will of the Lord, he is wasting time. He's acting foolish. A believer who doesn't understand and walk in the way of the Lord is wasting time and is acting foolishly. I'm not foolish. Hallelujah. So a believer must not procrastinate. Procrastination is time wasted. You must learn to take advantage of time. Time gone. See, there's this saying that says time gone cannot be replayed back. I hope you know that. Hallelujah. Time is just man. Glory to God. I need to say, you have time to be able to do things. Hallelujah. So you don't waste time. Because you know you can buy them back. But I take back that word. You don't waste time. Hallelujah. But you can buy time back. That is to say, how do you buy it back? Take advantage of it. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. You take advantage of it. And he says, how do you take advantage of it? Knowing what the will of God is. And when I know what the will of God is, I will walk in it, right? What is the will of God? What is it? All men be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. What is the will of God? Heaven and earth in all the earth. What is the will of God? His glory in all the earth. So when I know what the will of God is, and I walk in it, am I redeeming time? I am redeeming time. I am redeeming time. So when I win souls, as often as I win souls, I am redeeming time. I am doing what? I'm redeeming time. See, the days are evil, so I'm redeeming time. And this is the Spirit working on the earth. In all the earth, through us. You know, God uses men. I told us that during GPLR. God uses men, right? He uses men to save men. So the Spirit's work will be carried out through men. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I must be mindful. You know, let me, before I get there. So, the Spirit's work in us is to all the earth and it is through us. Hallelujah. 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 God hasn't committed this work to angels. He has given it to sons. Yes. So therefore, I must stay at it. I must stay with this fire. Because since it is the Spirit's work, then it is the fire of the Spirit. I am. It is the power of the Spirit. So I must stay with it. I must be careful of the things that want to make me not to redeem time. I must be careful of it. I must be careful of the things and the people and the men and the things around that tries to make me not to redeem time. You see, can a believer be careless? Yes. We can have very careless believers. We can have very, very extremely careless people. The Bible says he has delivered us out of darkness. He has called us out of the world. I am. So, as believers, just like what Moses told the children of Israel, he said, you don't look at the other nations and try to copy them. The same thing applies to us in our Christian walk. We don't try to look at others and copy them. Someone once told me something. I had to share it years back with our pastors. I said, see, the guy once told me that, see, I cannot be a pastor. I said, why? He said, I don't go feel the flex around. I don't go feel the happening guy. I laughed. I said, you're not happening. You're not happening. I'm not flexing. The reflexing, that was years back, but the reflexing is believer. I know Pastor this is not like that part. So we are the happening guys. I can remember some messages that when I listen to them, they are thunderous. You know, you think you guys are the one flexing. You say, we are flexing, we are the one flexing, and that is the truth. Hallelujah. You remember that message? I know you're lying to me. So that when you tell you want to get married, I will show up. I will say, I want to meet you. Hallelujah. Now I know how you used to carry your Bible. Those days you don't have this. They will preach with our Bible in our hand. I know you can't hear that. It's more I can do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But then we don't used to have what do they call it? Pulpit, I mean. Yeah, we don't used to have it. We don't even have the wooden one. So sometimes we used to use speaker. That speaker will go wrong.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Come along with me. See, God has taken us through phases. Like days we're having a meeting and a plane will be flying back. You remember?
Yeah.
Some people will be running to stay under the shade, whereas some people under the sun. For us! But we're hearing the word. That days we'll be hearing the word. Something like SK. You don't know what is SK for me. Hallelujah. Amen.
Glory to God. Coming of me.
Ah! These are the reasons that most of you be singing and I'm walking and I'm singing all my life. I've been playing that song for days. God has been faithful to us. From T2, inside the house, to outside the house. Hallelujah. God has been faithful. To S6, to S1. God has been faithful. There was a time we had CRC inside the house, someone sitting room. If we tell that someone sitting room, you will never believe. At CRC inside someone's room. God has been faithful. From there, we moved out. God has been faithful. When you hear Ogoloko, don't shake. Ogoloko is just a place you should, but at the back of a canal. That was when we're having a meeting. All kind of smell will come in, but yet we'll sit. There was a time we had a meeting inside and it rained. We couldn't even go home. God has Hallelujah. Glory to God. How did I get here? We are the happening people. We are. Hallelujah. We are the happening people. Hallelujah. God has been faithful to us. And yet, He is faithful. Hallelujah. So I said that when I was trying to help my pastor, I'm going to have this thing there. So I'm saying it. If you are in a campus ministry and you don't have a venue, there were days we were looking for venue. There was a time we moved outside the base. Because we didn't have any venue, we went back into the base. But we must hold with this. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Oh God is this. We didn't close church. You will not close your ministry.
Amen.
You will not close the work.
Amen.
You will not stop the work.
Amen.
You will not stop the work. It will not die in your hands.
Amen.
It will not die in your hands.
Amen.
Ah, the men you've been laboring for, they will not disappear.
Amen.
You will still keep discipling them.
Amen.
Amen. Ah. God is faithful. God is faithful. Oh my God is faithful. Hallelujah. God is faithful. I know when I look back and see how God has been faithful to us, I make sure I do my part right. I make sure, what is my part? Keep the fire going. God is faithful. And this is when everybody deserted the ministry. 3 days like that. There were days I felt like, God, did you really call me? But you know, God is faithful. Oh, God is faithful. God is faithful. He is. God is faithful. Amen. So you never allow anything stop you. I'm talking to us today. Never.
Is it most times when you hear us talk with all boldness, you think we don't go through challenges? We do. We go through. While I was inside during the first time, I was about to get prepared, and it dawned in my heart. That's it. I'm going to still share that. You think pastors don't go through challenges? There are days pastors don't have money in their account. We don't even know how the next day is going to be like. Oh, you know, God is faithful. I just thought about it. That's it. It's been God all along. It's been God all along. All along. Those days, they are nights. I would just be awake years back. And now, I was wondering, God, did you really call me to do this work? Did you call me? When even the people that you are discipling are taking sides against you, did you really call me for this work? For God is better. I don't know why I'm going this route, but I know, I'm encouraging someone here today. I know. I'm going to someone here today. Never give up. Throw in the towel. Never. Never. God is faithful. Your path is to keep the fire burning. Keep it burning. Because your spirit will carry out this operation through men. Through you. You. Let it down. Don't. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So therefore, I must be mindful of the things that will quench this hunger, that will quench this fire. I must be mindful of them. See, let me tell you something. As I am, I might maybe look careless, but you know, maybe some of my big amenities are just careless, but you know, I'm mindful of the things that will make me stop serving the Lord. Because you know why? Let me tell you something. God rewards faithfulness, right? Read scriptures. We're going to have that. I'll have that teaching. It's a teaching meeting, not a normal service meeting. I want to teach you of God's faithfulness. You see, faithfulness is not rewarded. It's rewarded by God. It's not rewarded in the past. No. Like, I used to be faithful, Lord, so you reward me for the ones that are faithful, Lord. If you were faithful and you stopped being faithful, you have missed all the reward. So your years were faithful is wasted. Faithfulness is till the end. Till the end. You must be faithful to the end. So, I can't just lose it at this point. Since 2005, we started World in Father's Ministry. I will not keep throwing the towel in 2021 or 2020. That's not. No. I will stay to the end. Till the end. I will stay faithful. The moment you stop being faithful today, the faithfulness you were yesterday, you look and upset. If you say, I used to be faithful, Fahala for the Lord. That is what you are doing. Because the moment you stop all your labor before today, that's gone. So why would I kill the fathers? I must be faithful to the end. See, life challenges will come, life troubles will blow, life issues will come, but you know, when they come, I learn lessons. I stay faithful. So, in staying faithful, what are the things I must note? Just the next verse in Ephesians 5.
He said, don't be drunk with wine. When he says, say, be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. How? He said, speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. So he said, be filled with the Spirit. That is, and that's it, psalms and hymns, that is offerings, right? Hallelujah. See, learn to pray in tongues always. Pray in tongues always. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men but unto God. How be it in the Spirit is speaking mysteries to God. Verses 18. Look at what Paul says. I thank my God. What is saying? I thank my God. I speak with tongues more than all of you. What does it mean? He said, I speak with tongues. When that word speak with tongues is used, that is the word lego, to speak, is the word for regular speaking, everyday speaking. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Meaning, tongues has become his regular words. I will use what Pastor Shego said some days back. He says, how many times can you count the amount of times you speak in tongues in a day? So some people can tell you, I don't know, you know, when I woke up in the morning, I just prayed in tongues, you know, 1 hour prayer chain, oh, that was fine. And then when I prayed by 9, then prayed by 11, by 12, by 3 and by 6, those are the times I prayed in tongues. No. Hallelujah. He said you should pray, of course I pray in tongues more than you all. Paul is challenging this, I pray in tongues more than you all. More than you all. You know what it means? It means it's a regular flow, a constant for him. Hallelujah. Regular speaking. Hallelujah. You pray in tongues to the point that you will not be able to gauge the amount of time you pray in tongues. What I mean by that is that you pray in tongues more than you speak English. You can have that happen. Not that you go, that is okay, but you also pray in tongues more than your friends. Say something in English. Say something in English. Just talk something, just around, just not necessarily talking to someone, just say something in English, like I went to school, just be talking in English. Switch the tongues. Switch the tongues. Go back to English. Switch the tongues. Back to English. To tongues. You can see that. Some people are just the English. Tongues. Now, the same way you can easily switch. You don't need somebody to touch your head to switch. That is how you live your life. Somebody is talking to you, you respond. As soon as a person is done, you shout. Your life is a life of tongues. You must stay speaking in tongues always. You are on the laptop in school. Or writing in school, you are speaking in tongues on how you write. Pastor is preaching, you are talking in tongues on how you write. Hallelujah. Always make sure you're speaking in tongues. Pray always. Hallelujah. Stay praying in tongues always. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stay praying in tongues always. Watch your company. When I mean company, not organization you're working for, like Santos. For that one, you have to watch your company. See that one is going by Akumba. Watch your company. Amen. But we're talking about a company, your friend, your associate. Watch your relationship. That's what I mean. Watch your relationship. See, for several people listening to me today, you are going to, you've got to change your relationships. Change the men and women you have around you. And you see, I told somebody something so during WCC. I said, where I took the major decisions in WCC was when those instructions were coming. Because I know if I stay 1 minute and I go after those instructions were passed and I go outside, I will begin to tell myself why those instructions were not for me.
You are willing to come, no. And this person is not that bad. No, actually. No, I can manage it. Jesus, but why did I receive that instruction and the Spirit directed me to some numbers I have on WhatsApp? First of all, I was like, I hope I cannot, because there are some numbers in me. I can call them, I can call the phone, or I have phone numbers in my head. I can call the numbers, right? Okay, I don't have the numbers. What I did was, I deleted all my conversation with them, blocked them, deleted the contact, right there in WCC. I'm telling you guys now. I took some major decision, deleted it. I know that went to my call list, saw the number, deleted that. I won't have a trace to those numbers again. I took the major decisions there, before I stood up. There's some decisions you don't need to wait after the meeting. You take them then. Because that was not the first time I received that instruction. I received that instruction, but I convinced myself. But this time I said, this is the right place to take it. If not, I will still convince myself again. Why would I take such decisions? It's because I must stay faithful to the end. I must stay faithful to the end. I must. So, you're going to watch your relationships, your companies. That's all there. So, when I talk about your companies, your friends, most times your friends are not necessarily the people you see. Today, the world is a global village. Your friends can even be people you've never seen. But yet, you guys relate. Do you understand? You guys relate well. More than people that you've seen. And most times, those people might be bad influence. Those people might be bad influence. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 15:33. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Was referring to no doctrine, but also to the kind of companies you keep. Hallelujah. Man is a product of influence. No man is unique. See, I'm changing what I've said years back. Hallelujah. I'm not a photocopy. Oh God, calm down. Even the way you said it is a photocopy. Here you know. Hallelujah. No man, all men are product of influence. No man is unique. Who and what I am today can be traced to me. Look at your life. What do you have that cannot be traced to me? If I give you some bad attitude you've picked up, you can trace it to me. Where you pick them up from. I know. Pastor Dixon can trace where he started playing them from. Pastor Kobe can trace where he started following Arsenal from. Listen to Pastor Ganva, where he started following devils from. They can trace it. When you have a pastor that carries God, the other one is serving the devil. Hellfire beacons. Please pray for them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Remember, I said, if I've said this and your heart wanders away, your theology is bad. Right? Glory to God. Oh, you're like, Pastor, say somebody is having heaven. You see, you're like, where's your theology? Okay, let's continue, John. So, I was careful of the friends that I allowed. I'm closing. I was careful. Who is a good friend? Who is a good friend? A good friend is one who says, let us know the Lord together. Let us know the Lord together. Is one who spurs me up for the things of the Spirit. That is a good friend. A good friend who says, let us serve the Lord together. One who corrects me when I'm going off God's will is a good friend. I'm mindful of that. That is why I thank God for the pastors, our HCCP pastors. Hallelujah. Men who can say, sir, this was not what the Spirit told you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You must have such friends around you. See, my best friends are my fellow pastors. That's why you see, if I have an opportunity to yap them, I yap them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If I have an opportunity to yap them, I yap them. Like this. My opportunity, I yap them. There was one of them, or there is one of them, or what? Well, there is one of them who played PS 2016 with me years back. You think to say 2006. See, we've come a long way. And he's caught me once and I ran away. He ran away. But I caught him in 2020. Amen. And I set two discords for about 10 years. God bless you. Amen. Then, if this thing is part of that track, you put it in fire. Glory to God. Amen. So, let's continue. So, a good friend is one who tells you, sir, you are going off the track. A good friend is one who tells you, man, this is not what God wants you to be doing. A good friend is one who tells you, this friend you just met is not the will of God for your life. That is a good friend. That is a good friend. That sometimes your pastors will tell you, this person you're working with is not a good friend. Don't walk. Don't follow the association. That some people, that is where Satan will rise in their heart and they will do the association very well. But your pastor is a good friend. And your pastor can tell you. Hallelujah. So you mind the people you have around you. Mind what your ears want to hear. Or maybe your ears want to hear the book. Gist. People are full of gist. What do you hear about people's problems? No. Make sure. What you want to always hear is the gospel and do the gospel. Hallelujah. 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 So therefore, as we live, I must stay in my local church. I must stay in my local church. I want to admonish us today. If you know, I want to be very frank. This is your local church. Stay put in your local church. If this place is your local church, stay put in your local church. If you put in your local church and you are committed in your local church, go and be much more committed in your local church. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Be much more committed. We want to know those who are. Who here is that local church? So that we will know that this place is this local church. And then this is where your commitment is. We don't want to be carried into. Oh, you know what to do. We don't want to carry people who, yes, know their local church. They are not committed. So we want to know who really our members are. And who our visitors are. This is a church. Are you hearing me? Very soon in this year we'll start our morning services. So we really need to know. Maybe in the new branch morning, maybe here. Yeah, I don't know. But we'll start morning services. Amen. Amen. So we need to know who our members are. We need to know who are those that. We are carrying the vision of 2021 together for supernatural harvest. We need to. Because this year we are strictly following that harvest. We want to see the harvest of the Lord. Hallelujah. We are going for 2,000. We are going to be 2,000 members. Yeah, we. But here are all our branches. So we need to take record of who and who. So we need everyone to stay faithful. Stay faithful. Stay put. Do God's work. Hallelujah. So stay in your local church. Stay in your local church and be active. Most times you are active, but maybe not. It's your pastor that will see that, okay, you cannot handle people. Then you cannot commit people to your church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you need to make up your mind. There are some people on Sunday that attend 10 churches.
No local church. No, you need to have a local church.
And me, I'm telling you today to make up your mind for what the local church is and be active.
This is a believer's convention. Hallelujah. So we are all believers, and I'm telling you the truth.
I lie not. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
finally, in the year 2021, see, we'll meet again in 2022 January. Keep winning souls. Keep winning souls. Keep multiplying the harvest of the Lord. Keep it. Let's get on our feet. Keep multiplying souls. Stay in your local church. Honor your pastor. Know your pastor. You know, when you stay in your local church, you know who your pastor is. Hope you know that. When you stay in your local church, you will know who your pastor is. So stay in your local church. Know your pastor. And in 2022, January. Our timetable for the year is out. You can get it. Right? We have it on the platform, right? Right? Our meetings are special meetings for the year. Our next special meeting will be in March, ending of March. That will be our CRC. So till 2022 January, Believers Convention 2022 January. I want to tell you, keep winning souls. Those numbers you have to raise and disciple in the year 2021, it will happen. It will happen. Just enough, please. Jesus, I will trust everything now. You say, I will see it come to pass in your name, in your name. Jesus, I will trust every word I hear you say. I will see it come to pass. How many come to pass evangelism?
I will see it come to pass in your name, in your name.
And I will see it come to pass in your name, in your name. I will see it come to pass in your name.
Why not spend that time for this convention? Thank you for the convention. Thank you for all what you received, the laying on of hands. Thank you for all what you received.